gospel is not fundamentally what you do or what I do. It's what Christ has done. Oh, the gospel is a glorious declaration that what needed to be done to put sin away, to remake the glory of God, as it were, and repair the injury that we have done to the glory of God, and shut the door of hell and open the door of paradise and take away condemnation and lift guilt off of my tormented soul. All of that happened 2,000 years ago. It's like this. If you are drowning, I've come close a couple of times, once as a little boy in the Atlantic Ocean, once at the bottom of a swimming pool, trying to get the grate out and getting my fingers caught. If you are drowning and you're able to get out, help! I promise you, help saves nobody. Lifeguards save people. Inner tubes save people. Long rods and hooks save people. Lifeboats save people. Stuff outside of you saves drowning people. All help does is get you clear. Or if you're having a heart attack and you have just enough left to call 911, the 911 call does not save you. Ambulances save you. Paramedics save you. Medicine save you. Doctors save you. Nurses save you. Hospitals save you. Things outside of yourself save you. And so it is with your sin and your guilt and your condemnation. The gospel, the heart of the gospel is not what you do. You can't forgive yourself. You can't redeem yourself. You can't justify yourself before a holy God. Somebody has to do that for you. And that's the gospel, the Christian message. And no other religion has a message like this. There are other religions. There's Islam, and there's Buddhism, and there's Hinduism. There's kind of spiritistic New Age stuff. There's Zoroastrianism. There's Judaism, which is almost complete except for the Messiah. But no other religion has a Savior who comes into the world as the Son of God, stretches Himself out on the cross, bears the sins of the world, taking our guilt and our shame and our condemnation on Him, rises triumphant 3 days later over hell and guilt and sin, ascends and sits down at the right hand of the Judge, awaits His second coming, and then says to the world, amnesty, amnesty. All the rebel creatures that have ever turned against me because of my blood and my sacrifice and my righteousness, not yours, may have me, may be forgiven, may be saved, may be delivered. That's the gospel.